All right, Kudvach, welcome back. We're in Kuf Ayin Aleph Sif Vav. We started the last time the Indian of Gur Agud, which is the next phase of Chalukas HaShutfis. We laid down last time a lot of the Yisoidis, the fundamentals to Gur Agud, and hopefully today we'll try to take it further. We'll have to get back into it a little bit and go further. We discussed last time a shayla. What do you do in the good agud? The typical case of good agud is, let's just remind ourselves that the Rambam Shita Mechaba is, you go and you offer one price. The Tevei tells the Nitva, one price. Either I buy you out for $100,000 or you buy me out. Take it or leave it. That's the deal. So you have the Nitva, the one who was taken by surprise, so to speak, he has the choice to elect whether he should buy the Tevei out or let the Tevei buy him out. That's the standard case of good agud. I mentioned the Grad of Bizmanenu, many of the Batei Din don't do it like that. We actually make like an internal auction between them, and it goes up and up. But Api Halacha Gur HaAgud is that you give one price, and with that, either buy the other party out or be bought out. That was And the Tevei sets the price. The person who initiated the process gets to set the price. That is the halach of Gur Agud. What we discussed with the Aruch HaShulchan Shaila was, what happens if you have many shutfim, more than one shutfim, so you have five shutfim in a deal. You can have a deal that has many shutfim. So how does the Gur Agud work? So we discussed that that's a machlokes. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it's the Gur Agud involves everybody. One party will go to the other, let's say the five shutfim, one party will go to the other four shutfim and say, either I'll buy you out in totally, or you guys buy me out, or there could be teams. Two guys will go against the other three and say, either you buy us out or we'll buy you out. That is the Aruch HaShulchan. It means the Aruch HaShulchan learned that Gur Agud involves everyone. You have to, with this Gur Agud, there's a settlement of the entire Shutfis. And we discussed that that's really not what's Mavud. The Chuvus Rashbash is Mavud Faket, is that Gur Agud is one-on-one. You can have five Shutfim, but still the Gur Agud could be between individuals. Reuven will go to Shimon, and Shimon will go to Reuven. I'll buy your chelek out, or you buy my chelek out. What's with Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar? They'll remain in the Shutfim. Whoever buy each other out will be together with the rest of the Shutfim.
And we...
I want you out. I don't. Those parties I don't mind. I just mind having a shutfis with you. So either it's either me or you, but we both can't stay in the shutfis. I want either buy you out or buy me out. And we said that not only Chuvus Rashbash, it's Mefurash Yad Ramah like that. Yad Ramah has a whole arichas on it. That's how Gur Agud works. It's always individually based, one against one. If you have many shutfim, so you go one against one, then you go against the next one and against the next one until you finally take over the whole shutfis, or whoever the best man wins will take over the whole shutfis. But you don't team up. One against three or two, that's not how it works. It's one against one. That's the Yad Ramah. Okay. I just want to take it a bit further today in these type of concepts to bring it halacha l'maisa. What happens if you have a shutfis which involves many shutfim, or even two shutfim, but the two shutfim aren't shavim? The data, it's not 50-50, it's 70-30, it's 60-40. It's not an equal shutfim. What do you do then in terms of good or agud? So there's a lavush in Sif Ches, the Levush Nemzon, we're not sure exactly where he got it from, but the Levush Nemzon, that the whole din of Gur Agud was only said by Shutfim Shavim. If everyone has the same amount, then you have Gur Agud. If the amounts aren't the same, if the Chalakim aren't the same, there's no Gur Agud. Perhaps his reasoning is that what type of Gur Agud is? If let's say I own 70%, you own 30%, so I mean, if I'm going to offer you $100,000 for your 30, so you can offer me $100,000 for my 70, that's not fair. How could you have a good agud like that? That's not a fair deal. So it doesn't pass a good agud unless everyone's chalakim are the same. That is the shitas lavosh. However, there's a Mordechai Mufurish. Mordechai is in Baba Basa, Ois Tov Koftes, and the Torah over here in Seftes is Mavur that you do say good agud even when the partners are not equal. And you still have a process of a good agud. And there's many achrayim who nemnanon as well. There's a Zakan Arayin over here in Siftes who proves it from the Gemara, that he has a case in the Gemara with the Bukhar and the Pashit. You see that the Chalakim weren't equal, yet you still have a din of good agud.
It doesn't work percentage-wise?
It
works?
So how does it work? So good. This is a Zakan Arayin, this is Chuvus Tereskhaim. There's many achrayim who all nemnanon avad that there's a good agud, even if it's not equal. So then what do you do? So l'chay, what you're going to have to do is you have to prorate it. You have to prorate. It means if I offer you $100,000 for your 30%, and you'll have to offer me 200 and... You have to make the number here, but you'll have to offer me not 200, but you have to... If I offer you 100, you'll have to offer me 200 plus another 10% of that. Let's make it easier. It's 60-40% partnership. If I offer you 100 for your 40, you're going to have to offer me 150 for my 60. It's going to be a prorated deal. And there's a tshuva, beautiful tshuva, Mishpat Utsudaka B'Yakov, in Chelek Aleph Kuf Mem Dalet. He actually is medayik the Lashon of the Rambam, which is the Lashon Mechaba, like that. If you look in the Mechaba, V'yan Tzavav, the Mechaba says like this, what is the tain of good or good? The Tevei tells the Nitva, "Mecholi chelkecha bekach vekach, sell me your chelek for this amount, bekach vekach." So he sets a price. "Oy knemi mimeni, or buy my chelki, my chelek, or bishar." It's supposed to be bishar hazeh, in this shar. So it's interesting. If he was talking about the price he just said, he should have said biskumze, besachze, which is normal lashon of the Mechaba and the Rambam. Skum with that amount, or bekach vekach, that same price. What is he saying? Bishar hazeh. Vayistoyitz, the shar is prorated. I mean, if I offer you this for that amount, you have to keep that shar, but depending on the amount that I have. Means if I offer you $100,000 for 40%, you have to keep that price, but that share, that if now you're trying to buy from me 60%, so multiply it, prorate it, so now it'll be $150,000 for my 60%. It's bishar hazeh, that's what good or good is mugbal to. Shar hazeh. A very nice dik. But like I said, all the achronim, the man of adad is good or good, and it's bishar hazeh. That's fine. Now, let's just play this out a bit. The Ramah was Moisef last time, the Ramah is Moisef, afilo amal litin by harbe, yoisimida mavtar chasheni liknois alimkar. Good or good is lav dafka fixed to the market value. I can go higher than the market value. Let's say we could establish that the market value for each chelik, or for your chelik, is $100,000. I have a right to go over to you and say, I still want good or good at $120. I'll make it hard for you to buy me out. If I get, I want to buy you out, so I'll hike up the price, but dafka to try to get you out. And that's fine. That's good or good. Either you match that price, that means you want to buy me out for the 120, or you're tough luck. You're going to have to give it up, and you're going to have to let me buy you out. Now, that's God, that's Makhlai, because they're showing, the artist is showing him a hold that it's not fair. The Nitzvah Nebuch has to lose his chelik. You're not giving him a fair chance. You're not giving him the ability to offer $100,000, which is really the value of the chelik. You're forcing him to offer a higher price. And yes, we paskin tough. Yes, you have the right to, so to speak, force the Nitzvah out by making it so hard for him to match. You're going to make up a high price and hike it up. That Shavu B'Shavuch is good.
No, Shavu B'Shavuch has 50%. So he has 90%.
10%
he's paying a little bit extra than that. They all have to pay.
That's the Chiddush. This Sefer, Gewaldik. This Mishmar at Stuck of Yaakov had such a story where the guy was willing to offer more. The case was that it was, get you the exact case. Oh, I don't have it here. Okay, anyway, let's say a guy has two-thirds and one guy has one-third. So Reuven has double the amount of Shimon. Reuven has two-thirds and Shimon has one-third. And Reuven will now offer Shimon, let's say Shimon's chelek is normally 100. So instead of offering Shimon for his third 100, he'll say, I'll offer you 150 for your third. So the Shimon Tainid, I hear, and I understand that the Ramah says that you're allowed to over-hike the price. I understand. But how much are you increasing the price by $50,000? Beseda. So for the really what you're doing then is, Tainid Shimon, what you're doing is you're buying my chelik for the 100 that it's worth, plus you're tagging on an additional 50 to make it hard for me. So Zak Shimon, I'll do the same to you. I'll offer you for your double chelik, you have two-thirds, I'll offer you 200, what it's worth, and I'll also tag on the 50, you know, that you're trying to tag on to my chelik. It means I'm willing to offer you, you're willing to offer me 150 on my third, I'll offer you 250 for your two-thirds. And I think that's fair, Tainid Shimon, because it's 100 for 200, because that's what it should be. And now the extra 50 that you're offering me, say this, I'll count to you and also offer you that 50 extra. Zakta Sefer says no. Mishpat Tzak V'Yakov says no. to the extent that you're offering me 150 for my third, then I have to match and offer you 300 for your two-thirds. I can't just say, oh, well, you know, the fair market value and then what you're tagging on. No, I have to look at it as one price. You're offering 150 for my third, then I got to offer you 300 for your two-thirds, which makes it even more difficult for me, because now I got to pad not just one-third, I got to pad two-thirds of the karka. Or your marshal's even better. If it's 90 against 10... the 90 guy is offering a little more for the 10, and now that guy is choking because for him to compete, he has to increase the value of all the 90%. And yes, that's the halacha. The halacha is k'nei menik chelki kasharza. This is how it is, and if you want it, take it. If not, leave it. That's it. That's how it goes. It's a chiddush, but doshteit. That's what the Mechaber says.
Ultimately, not so fair. I'm still getting more money than the value of my property.
Yeah, you are getting more money. That's fine. I mean, you're not losing the underlying value they have, but you're being thrown out of your chutzpahs. Right. Oh, I understand. But for now, for you to compete, you're going to have to make it difficult. It doesn't sound like that. It's just that's dumb. That when it's halakha main and shavin, there's no din of good or good. I don't know. It's a chiddush. I don't know where he's coming from. I don't know. But I'm taking all the achronim neman, the rishonim, the achronim neman, not like the lavash. All right. Let me tell you a story, interesting story. Maisa Shoya Kachoya. You know what? Maybe I'll go back first. Let me go back first. It says in the Mloshna Machaba, the Machaba says, Echud me ashutvim shamal chavera b'mokam she'ein b'din chaluka. When there's no chaluka, then he katana good or agud. Mavu in the Machaba, that as long as there's an ability to have a chaluka, then you can tain a good or agud. This din, a good agud, Chazal were only masakin good agud when there's no option of chaluka. But if, as long as there's an option of chaluka, there is no option called good agud. We discussed that the good agud is only takanis chachamim. And memela, they only want masakin this takanis chachamim when they're going to be stuck together. There's no chaluka. But if there is a viable option of chaluka, then you cannot tie in a good agud. That's mavu in the mechaba. Good? Zakta Chazanish, what about if the two of us are shotvim in a karka, and we both agree we don't want to be chaylik. It's not kedai, whatever it is, we don't want to be chaylik. It is a yeshbar kedai chaluk according to Chazal, means it's enough to go around, but both of us have dreams how to develop both properties together, or the entire shotvim together. We don't want to break up, we have a chain of restaurants, we don't want to break up the restaurant, you take one, I want one. No, it's better if there's a chain. Whatever the cheshbonis are, we both feel that we don't want to do chaluka. Could now one of us tie in a good or a good? Since we both agree chaluka is not an option. Zokta Chazanish, it's in Baba Basra, Ches Ches. He says, Mistavra, what's his lashon? Yesh makum loyma. Yesh makum loyma, she'en kan din good or a good klal, even b'chagav, there's no din good or a good. Kevin she'esh kan takona b'chaluka, since l'maisa, there is that option called chaluka, so good agud doesn't get ein kan kfi acheres. You can't force the party out in any other way. The only way you could do it is through chaluka. You don't want, so good, you don't want. But it's ein kan, there is no other kfi. It means chazar wa misak in any other din when there's chaluka.
Are they both masking?
That there's no chaluka. They're both masking not to do chaluka. If they're both masking to do good or good, it's fine. Mask him. But we're talking about the guys are masking that this is not a good idea to be chaylik. Shimon says, I want to stay in the shutfis. Reuven says, no, I don't want to deal with you. And we're both masking chalukas as an option. Let's do good or good. That's not. Now, Lamai said, the chaznish is a parable lotion. Yesh makum loimer, like he's being mitzadeid. Lamai says, it's a mafurish atrivis harashba. The Rashba in Chaylik Aleph, the end of Simon, tough kufzain, goes even further. If you recall Rabbi Isai in Sif Aleph, there was a halacha, which is that Rashba, the Rambam brings down, that when you have something that has a din chaluka, and they are both parties of makabu kinyan, not to be chaylik, they're being meshabed, their chaylik to each other, that you can't break that. You can't break the shutas. You can't be chaylik. Zok the Rambam, the Rashba, einin yuchayla lakzben. Once you make a kinyan, you're stuck for life. You're in it for good. You both waived the din chaluka, and the lamdas is, you were meshabed, each one was meshabed, his chalik to the other party. That's it. From now on, this shutfis can never be chalik. That is the Ramah. What would be B'chai Gavna? Okay, so Chalukah is no longer an option. They took it off the table. They were both made a kinyan not to do Chalukah. And now, one guy says, okay, let's do good or good. So Dr. Rashba, that same Rashba, he fears always, he says, you can't do good or good. Because what's the lumbus? He says, the whole din of good or good, he says, we only find in Chazal that the mention of the good or good if there's intrinsically a ein bo kedei chalukah. When it, the shutfis intrinsically wasn't divisible, Chazal masakin, good or good. Here, there's nothing wrong with the shutfis. The shutfis intrinsically is a yesh bo kedei chalukah. You guys decided to waive that ability, beseda. But for that, Chazal masakin good or good. Because the whole din of good augur is a takanas kakamim. So they never made a takanas kakamim b'chai gavna. They only made a takanas kakamim when it was aimed by kadei chalukah, so they had to give another option to break up a shutfis. But this shutfis betzem was a yesh by kadei chalukah. So b'chai gavna, for this shutfis, they never were masakin good augur to begin with. Now that you wave chalukah, that's it. You're stuck for life. So you can't. You won't be able to break up.
It comes out, you're just saying it's not triggerable. It was the way you're saying not triggerable. Rather, you have to had to insert themselves at that point or something. You know, it's not triggered.
The whole thing comes off, it starts with the Takanas Kakamim, so they never masakin b'chai gavna. They were never masakin on the kaka, which is a yesh bei kedei chalukah. They were never masakin that. As I said, the Rashba. So it's even... Well, Yarshim were makabal the kinyan, they weren't makabal the kinyan. Oh, so that we discussed, that if the people with Makabah Kinyan and now they sell it to others, or they're Yorshim, that's Machloikas, it's a Shailah, if that Kinyan tranches over to the next generation or to the successors. The, one thing is clear, that the Tshuva is Mavur, that Tshuva is a Rashba, that if you lehedja when you're Makabah the Kinyan, you say, even our Boyi Koichi, even all of our successors, the Navada, the Kinyan will transfer over, and then the Yoshim will be stuck together. They won't have Chaluk, and they won't have good Ogun, because they never Mazak a good Ogun v'chai Gavna, and then that's it, they're stuck for life. You're going to have to really convince each other to make it good for one party to leave the Shutras, because you don't have the regular Chalukas that are instituted by Chazal. Chaluk you waived, and good Ogun you never had to begin with, and that's it, you guys are stuck. If the guy's masking, you're gonna have to make the pot so sweet that he's gonna want to leave, right? All right, Ma'isa. Okay, now let's go to the story. Ma'isa shahaya kachoya. Reuven and Shimon were shutfim in a property, and they both didn't want to be chaylik the property. It was a yesh bei kedei chalukah, but al pi cheshbon, if you chaylik the property, there's going to be a hefsid involved. It's not enough to be a hefsid of a chaymish. We learned in Sefei that when you have a hefsid of yosem chaymish, that's considered ein bo kedei chalukah. It's not divisible to force a chalukah when you're devaluing the property or the chalik by more than a fifth. So it wasn't so steep, the hefsid, but it was a sizable hefsid nonetheless. 15% hefsid. It will devalue the chalukah, and merely neither party wanted to do chalukah. Comes along Reuven and tells Shimon, okay, so let's do good argon. So Shimon says, I don't have to talk to you. I'd rather stay in the shutfis. Chazal never will masak in good or ugud b'chai gavna, because it's a yesh bei kedei chalukah. He was like sort of challenging, calling his bluff. So if you want to be chaylik, be chaylik. If you don't want to be chaylik, then we're in it together. But there's no such thing as good or ugud. And of course he knew Reuven didn't want to be chaylik because it will devalue his chaylik. So what happened? Reuven then went ahead and said, I hear Peseda. Reuven took half his chaylik and sold it to his son, Chanoich. So now you have Reuven owning 25%, Chanoich owning 25%, and Shimon owning 50%. Now Reuven comes to Shimon and says, okay, besides, so now let's do good or good. Because now it's ein bo kedei chalukah. I don't have enough. My 25%, if we're going to divide this into four, my 25% is ein bo kedei chalukah. I think you get me one lot. It's nothing. So now it's ein bo kedei chalukah. I want to do good or good. So Shimon counted, you did this whole shtick, you sold it to your son, the whole thing is just one big aroma. There's no real thing going on here. You wanted to be good or good, I didn't lie to you, so you figured out how to pretend, how to pull it off by doing this aroma. There is no good or good. That was a shayla. Went to a dintayra. This is a shayla. Into Santa shayla.
So what if it is an aroma, so what?
Oh, good.
So what? Because I'll now get this list to do.
Okay. So let's play it out. Okay, let's play it out. What would be... That was the story, but I want to change the story. Put in a different variable in the story right now. What would be b'chai gavna that Reuven would tell Shimon good or agud? Could Shimon say, I don't want good or agud, but I'm asking him to do a chalukah? What could Reuven say? What do you mean? I am aimed by Kedai Chalukah. You can't do Chalukah on me. Could Shimon stop Reuven's tvi of a good Haggad by insisting to do a Chalukah instead? So Lechayi would say, no, he can't because he's leaving Reuven high and dry. Aimed by Kedai Chalukah. But Rabbi said, if you remember, we had in Sif Gimel. Sorry, I'm not feeling well. We have in Sif Gimel, the Ramah said a case that if you have four shutfim, many shutfim together, and one guy wants to pull out, and he's leaving a bunch of other shutfim in it, but even though each one is aimed by Kedei Chalukah by himself, but together the remaining shutfim have a Kedei Chalukah, then Reuven could pull himself out of the deal. So here too, if Shimon would want to tie in a bezai, I want to do Chalukah, he would be able to do that, because Reuven, together with Chanoich's Chelek, he'll leave Reuven Chanoich in the deal, together they have enough Kedei Chalukah, because their two quarters make a half, and that's Kedei Chalukah. So Avada, Shimon would be able to deflect Reuven's Taina Gedorga by claiming Chalukah. That he certainly, Lechayi, has the ability to do. And our case is even stronger, because you remember the Ramah has another halakha over there. The first halakha is that if one person or two people are coming Mikoyech Echad, we're always done where it starts off. So here too, if Chanoich's Chelek was coming from Reuven, so then we look at Chanoich and Reuven together, and now copy Shimon can say, look, it's a Yesh Bekedei Chalukah, because you two together, Chanoich, you're really coming from Reuven. So Reuven, we remember yesterday you had 50%, and now it's Kedei Chalukah, so even though you cut off half, but Lamaisa, good, but now it's Kedei Chalukah, so Babel, where we start from, I should be able to tiny Kedei Chalukah. So if Shimon would counter that he wants to be Chelek L'Chayro, we would have those two Dinim and Ramah to stop Reuven from Tanya Gedorgan. But Maitre Shimon doesn't want a Tanya Chalukah because there's going to be a Hebzin involved. Shimon just wants a Taina that what you're doing is a Harama. You picked up this trick on the street somewhere, and I'm not interested. I don't want to play with you like this. You don't have the right for Gedorgan because yesterday you had 50%. Shaila is Madin. Right, no, that's klapi chalukah. That means the other person will still have the right to insist on chalukah, but Shimon doesn't want to do chalukah. Shimon doesn't want to do chalukah because he doesn't want to take hefzed. He wants to remain in the shutvis, and Reuven's flinging every which way to get Shimon out of here. He tried, it didn't work, so now he has a new patent. He sold off half his chelek to Chanoich, and now he wants to get Reuven. Sorry? No, Shimon could tie in a chalukah because Shimon could force Reuven and Chanoich together. But Reuven or Chanoich individually themselves don't have a kedei chalukah, so they should be able to tie in a gedorga. They should be able to tie in that. Unless Shimon asks for chalukah. But if Shimon doesn't ask for chalukah, so then less brayer, the only option we have right now, is gedorga. Could Shimon tie in a good? L'chayra, he should be able to tana garaga. L'chayra, I hear the child. Right, l'chayra he should, because klapi, Reuven's chelik, not, I mean, why would, Chazal had to be mesakin garaga b'chagam, because they had to be mesakin it for Reuven and Chanoich. So l'chayra, they didn't do it l'chatzayin, l'chayra Shimon would have that option too. L'chayra, I hear the child, it's geshma kashayla, I gotta think about it, but off the cuff, I would say yes. That's what I would say. All right. He wants to pull out Az Chalukah or good organ.
He'll say, I'm willing to suffer whatever it is.
So he's allowed to do that.
So what does Reuven want now?
Reuven wants good organ.
I'm saying, but
he doesn't want to be left with a property that's not developable. He wants to be able to pull out and having enough. And he didn't even want Chalukah because that's going to devalue the property. He wants the whole 9 yards. He wants the whole shutvis. He figured out an aid to how to force Shimon to answer to a good organ.
Yeah, but what's he coming? He's coming to Shimon and saying,
out?
What's he coming?
He's coming to Shimon, good organ. I'll buy either. We said that even Chalukim Shutfis, Chalukim that are not Shavim, we could tie a good organ. So I'll buy you out your 50% for $100,000, or you buy my 25% out for $50,000.
I know he's coming and asking for good organ, but what's Shimon will ask the way you want to get out?
I don't want to take out just 25%. I want you out. Yeah, that's merely, he's forcing a good argument. That's his taina. That was the shayla. Kishmak a shayla. What do you do? So l'chayri, you're right. The guy wants to do harama. He did a legitimate kinyan with his son. He made a ma'isa chalip and shtar. They even registered it. I don't know, an LLC. They did it legitimately. So what are you going to do? Yes, we know why he did it. But if it's done, so how could we stop Reuven for such a taina? So here's the patent. This is how we could perhaps stop Reuven. Chanoch's not going to play with Shimon. Chanoch's Reuven's son. The whole deal was to get Shimon out. What do you think is going to happen the second they buy Shimon out? Chanoch's going to sell back his chelek back to Reuven. How's that going to help? You still have good argument. You're still going to have good argument. It's not going to help. So here's the Eitzer Rabbeinu. There's a Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah, that same Yad Ramah before that argued to Aruch HaShulchan and holds that when you have many shutfim, the way good augur works is one against one, not one against everybody. You do one against one and then go to the next guy, good augur, and the next guy, one by one, you knock down all the shutfim. That Yad Ramah says, he's Messiah, but that's for sure, Zok the Yad Ramah, that the whole din of good augur is only when your entire chelik is in the pot, is up for grabs. I don't need Zakti Yad Ramah all the shutfim in this process, but I do need Zakti Yad Ramah your entire chelik and the one you're challenging his entire chelik. That means if, let's say, we have many shutfim, four shutfim, each of us own 25%, and I go over to you and I tell you, you know, let's do good agar, but I only want to do good agar on 10%. I'll take 10% of your 25, or you take 10% of my 25. So that is no good organ. Good organ, the lumdus was, we're trying to enable the parties to split and become oy shutfim. To the extent that can still remain shutfim even after the process, the chaygam, the chazan, were not misaking good organ. The old thing of good organ is you're out completely, or the other guy is out completely, and you're no longer together. You might still be together with all the other shutfim, but you're no longer together with each other. At least good augur achieved the breakup between the two individuals who participate in this good augur. That's the Yad Ramah. With this backdrop, let's now go to Tshuvas Toras Chaim. The Toras Chaim in Siman Yud Ches, Ma'aseh Shehayah like this. There was a shutfis between Leah and Shimon. Leah owned 3/4 of the property, and Shimon owned 1/4. Then Leah took a 1/4, means one of the 3/4 that she owns, and sold it off to Reuven. So now you have a three-way shutvis. You have Leah left with 1/2, and Reuven and Shimon each have 1/4. That was the Maisa. Came along Reuven, and Reuven tainted good or good against Shimon. Says, I have 1/4, you have 1/4, it's either me or you. $100,000, take it or leave it. Either buy my 1/4 out or I buy your 1/4 out. That was the story. Zok to Toras Chaim, a chiddush. But Zok to Toras Chaim, Hayois, Reuven is not coming. He wasn't born today. Reuven's chelik was coming from Leah. So we have to now go back to Leah. So what would be if Leah would approach Shimon and tell Shimon, you know what? I'll buy your 1/4 out, or you buy one of my 1/4s out. Zakhtar Iskaim, that doesn't work. Because good augur is everything this way or everything that way. To the extent that Shimon would win that good augur, he's still never a shutev with this Leah, this Rejanti. He doesn't want to be a shutev with this Leah. So you can't force a good augur b'chai gavne. It's either or you're approaching Shimon with a good augur Leah, you got to put all your 3/4 on the table for this process of a good augur. Otherwise, there is no good augur. Mered Zakhtar Iskaim, Hayois, that's the halacha, that you got to put up all your chalakim, and Reuven, you bought your 1/4 from Leah, so I understand, Reuven, all you own is 1/4. But you're coming from Leah, so you have Leah's din. Unless you get Leah to participate, unless you get Leah to also put up her 1/2 into the pot of good or agud to participate, there is no good or agud. And since Leah doesn't want to participate, that's it. You can't tie a good or good against me. As I zok to Toras Chaim, as I pass to Toras Chaim, very nice chiddush, kishmak a chiddush. Now, let's just take the Toras Chaim one step further. What would be in that same case of Reuven, Leah, and Shimon? Instead of Reuven asking Shimon for a good or good, Leah would ask Shimon for a good or good on Leah's 1/2. L'chay, the same halacha. Leah, you're coming to Shimon good or good on 1/2, but yesterday you owned 3/4. So now, since you own 3/4, unless you get your 3/4 part of this pot, unless you get Reuven's quarter that you sold to him, part of the pot, you don't have a good agud. Because you got to put everything in it. It's not fair that you divest yourself with a chelik and now you're trying a good agud. No, then I'm going to still be meshubed with your chelik that you once owned. I'm going to, or your boy koyach of your chelik, Reuven. So you tochein, based on this Teres Chaim, that Leah would also not have the right to tana gurog. It's mashma like that from the Teres Chaim as well. Mamela, back to our case, very geschmack. Reuven tried to pull off this patent. What did Reuven do? He sold half his chelik to Chanoik. So he has 25-25. And now he's standing, oh, I only have 25%. I want the tana gurog. That's very nice. Shimon will tell Reuven, look, you're only putting 25%. Yesterday you owned 50%. And unless you get Chanoik to participate, I'm not interested. I don't have to answer to your good or good. And to the extent Chanoik will participate, then it's the Yesh B'Kadei Chalukas. There's no good or good. So Mamela Shimon Kataina, there is no good or good here. There's no good or good. If you got Chanoik on board, it's Kadei Chalukas. If you don't get Chanoik on board, I don't have to fend for to you. I don't have to deal with you. Because then each one has 50%, and 50% was Kadei Chalukas. That was the case. So he tried to avoid it by divesting himself of half to Chanoik. No, that chelik was used to be yours. You got to be part of the deal. And if it's not part of the deal, I don't have to deal with
it.
He's not the Bailam, but in the case of... I know, but are you getting Chanoik part of the deal?
Yeah, you have to get him involved.
You want
to
say that once... Reuven and Chanoik are willing to put up their chelik for good or good, so now I'm getting your whole chelik part of the deal. Yeah, but to the extent your chelik is part of the deal, there is no... They were never misakin. I hear chelik, but I love this. I hear your sensitivity. I hear that Nebuch, Reuven and Chanoik are stuck. But in Lumdis, they were never misakin gedorge b'chagam. It is a yesh b'kadei chalukah. When yesterday, when Reuven had the 50%, they weren't misakin it. So now he divested himself off half. He still can't have a gedorge unless he has the other guy. And when he has the other guy, it's yesh b'kadei chalukah. I for either them, so the two of them are going to have to figure out what to do. It's not my shuldik that you decided to cut yourself in half. You shouldn't have cut yourself in half. Keep your 50% by you and you would have yesh b'kadei chalukah. I hear what you're saying. I got to think about it, but I'm noita that l'chayra, you can't do that. They were never misakin. They were never l'chayra. L'chayra.
In other words, if you're forming kocho, it always looks at it as if you still have that chelik, so it's always as if it's k'decha l'chayra. If it always has k'decha l'chayra, then it's all good.
L'chayra. And memela, once you learn this lambda to the Torah's Chaim Rabbi Yisai, even if Reuven and Chanoich were legit, it wasn't Laharama, the Mamish Reuven was making a will and he was divesting himself from Michayim and he was ready giving over half to Chanoik. Still, it doesn't make a difference. Nice, Chanoik is coming from Reuven. If you bring your whole pot onto the table, I'll deal with you. If you don't, I don't have to deal with you. It's over. L'chari, that's what should come out. L'maisigaret, I have to say that there is a sefer which is not like me. Sorry? Chanoik and Reuven now sell to a different guy. No, one second. Chanoik and Reuven sell to a different guy. Now that new guy has 50%. No, now he'll be together 50%, so now it's a Yesh B'Kadukalu for sure. No, but you go back to the next guy. Go back to the next generation. Look how you go back to the source. Oh, if there was... In Lechat Chila was like that. And now two quarters. So now it's a Yesh B'Kadei Chalukah. No, because that we had in the Ramah, the end of Siv Gimel, such a similar case. And yes, because now it's a Yesh B'Kadei Chalukah for you. Now you have the end of Siv Gimel. Now you have enough to Chalukah. So because I don't want Misakim, because I got the good organ. No, but right now you have enough Yesh B'Kadei Chalukah. So because I don't want Misakim, because I got the good organ. It goes both ways. You can't. Reuven would sell to Shimon.
Yeah, he says, I have 50%.
Good. Oh, that he could do. That he could pull off. That he pull off. That's right. That he could do. But if Shimon was smart, he wouldn't buy that quarter. Well, Reuven. Right. Yeah, he can nash Shimon up, sell him a quarter, make him think like, wow, and then...
Hijack it with a good organ. No, okay. I hear that, but he's going to have a disadvantage because it's one against three. He's going to have a disadvantage, right? I mean, he's going to have to buy Shimon out three quarters against the quarter that Shimon's buying here. Yeah, I know, I understand, but the much of Shimon will offer a higher price, we said before, he's going to have to match the higher price three times, times three. But, yes, in theory, I hear your point. Yes, you could do that. Now, my secret, I just have to say that there is a Mishkan of Tzoraim, which is Mashman like this, because the Mishkan of Tzoraim in Marechet Gimel, Ois Tezayin, it was from, the, I don't know, it comes from the certain countries, certain Slavic communities had the minig of the Levush that they didn't do good or ugud unless the chalakim was shoven. That was the minig. That if there's a 60 partner against a 40 partner, there was no good ugud. That's he had such a minig. He holds it's not true and it can't be, and he argued with the Levush and Avada, he should have good ugud. But he has, there were certain mekaymis that had such a minig. So he says, in those mekaymis that have such a minig, he gives an eitzah. What's the eitzah? The eitzah is tell the guy who has 60% to divest himself from 20.
What?
To divest himself of 20%. So now he's left with only 40%. And now he's equal to the other guy who has 40. And now he'll be able to tie in a good odd. I say it's a time to Mishkas already. So l'chayra, like our cheshbin, it shouldn't really work. Because like our cheshbin, to the extent he used to have 60, and then he couldn't do a good argument. So now he still can't do a good argument. It doesn't help you to the best. And like you say, that it works the other way around. That is, the longest is, Yajaman Tereskayim is that bring everything to the table before you do a good argument. Over there, when you had everything together, you had your 60%, you didn't have the right to good argument. So I can't ask you to bring everything together, because I think if you answer, you don't have the right to good argument. But I got them, maybe, then I can hear, yes, you have the right to divest yourself to be mamsi, that type of thing of a good order. I'm not convinced of that. But Lamai forget the whole thing is, you're talking about Minhagim of Mekainis, whatever. Lamai said, we go not like the bush, and Lechardit should be an Aeson. And yes, if you divest yourself, you can have a problem. Then you won't be able to thank the organ unless you bring everyone on board. All right, that's the, let's move on. All right, just one more halacha, is that this halacha of the Teres Chaim, I just want to take a step further, it's Pashid, but that's even if Reuven Lechatchila didn't have Kadei Chaluka. I mean, let's say Lechatchila Reuven owned 40%, and that's not Chaluka, and Shimon had 60%, and then Reuven sells half to his son Chanoi, so now there's 20-20 against 60, it's still going to be the same halakha. Until you bring your whole 40 that you used to have on board, there's no din gedor. I mean, in order to participate in a gedor, you have to have everything on the table. So Zayin ain't the Kadei Chaluk even to begin with. But you still have to have everything on the table. The Chayit should be the same halakha. All right. In which case? If he sells off to Chanoi, so he'll never be able to do a good agud to Shimon unless everyone's on board. He will be able to do a good agud between him and Chanoi. Unless he got into a fight with his son, then they could do a good argument with each other. But he won't be, each one individual will not be able to do a good argument with Shimon, and then together they can't do a good argument because together they'll be a good group. In that last case, if together they don't have any good group, they could get together and then do a good argument. Nice. Look, I got it. All right. Okay, let's go on. There's another halacha, a Kiddush din, a big Kiddush, but it's so practical. It's brought in the tour at the end of the Simon. And the Sma at the end of the thing wants to know why didn't the Mechaber bring it down. There are many halakas at the Ramah. Yad Ramah, he was a very practical, a beautiful arichas in Yad Ramah. Practical halakas, just how to fear ois, a good argument. It's a pal like why didn't any of the other Rishonim or even the Gemara discuss these. But he goes, the Yad Ramah says like this. If you do a good argument process, I offer you, okay, you're chelik $100,000. Make it even, we both have 50%. I offer you $100,000 for your chelik. Take it or leave it. And you say, you know, $100,000 sounds good. You want to take it. Oh, you say, what did I just get into? You're going to buy me up $100,000. So to Yad Ramah, I have a right to be chosen. Oh, I forget it. I don't want good argus. I changed my mind. No more good argus. Says, good argus was a tria. What was it? I was today you for good argus. If I want to change my mind and not be to there you, so I won't be to there you. If I want to take you to Dintari because you broke my window, and I take you to Dintari in the middle of the Dintari, we've got to be had this, and in the middle of the Dintari, guy says, you know, I change my mind, I don't want to make the tree. And he pulls out three of the Dintari Dova. He's one of the cause the whole process. He stops the process. It's over. Until there's a Maisa Kinyan that solidifies the good augur is still in here. It's only a sphere. It's a plain vinyan and bezin. And the Tavir could pull out whenever he wants. If they would make a Kinyan after they agreed on the $100,000, after the Mitzvah agreed to buy the Tavir off $100,000, and like a Kinyan come. Once it's a Kinyan, it's over. But because when there's no Kinyan, the Tavir could then say, you know, I changed my mind. It's over. Okay, we're going to have to, let me just play this out. Then comes along the other man and says also, not only could the Tavir change his mind, but the Nitzvah could also change his mind. The Nitzvah could say, okay, you know what, I don't want it, you take it. So then there's a Pesach, here's on, oh, you know what, forget, I want it. Or he could say, I want it first, and then he could see that it's hard for him to come up with the money, and change his mind and says, you know what, you take it. The Nitzvah is the Shubit to answer to a good argument. But which response, good or ugly, Kozman is no kinyan. He can vacillate, go back and forth and back and forth until you make a mighty kinyan. The one thing the Nitzvah can't do is back out entirely. You know, I don't want good ugly at all. It's not up to the Nitzvah to do that, because as long as the Tavea has the tree on the table forcing the Nitzvah, you better do good or ugly, the Nitzvah has to respond. But he can change his mind back and forth between good or ugly until you make a mighty kinyan. That is the Yadrama. That's a tour with a Yajama. Comes along with the Drisha, and it's rather the smart, the end of Sifkot Mem Aleph as well. The Drisha says, he's medayik in the tour, b'shem the Rama, he's medayik like this. It says in the Yajama that the Tizeya could change his mind and pull out. Okay, I pulled the tree off the table, I'm not sitting today good organ anymore. So the Drisha, why does the Yajama say more? That the Tizeya could change the price. Oh, do you want it for 100? You know, I changed my mind. The good organ is now 110. Oh, you want 110? I change your mind. Now it's 120. I'll get it to a point that you won't want to match, and at that point, I'll buy you out. Why can't I do that? If I could be chayza, then lechayza I could also change the price as well. Why did Yadam I say that? That would be a very chiddush. That's a very practical thing that I'm sure the Tavei would like to exercise. Why did Yadam I say that? The Nitzvah could change. The Nitzvah can't be kaveh the price. The Nitzvah only can go back from good or yogurt, but he can't change the price. Tavei is the one who's kaveh the price. Why can't vice versa of the Drisha that you can't do? Once you set the price, you can't pull that price. But what you could do is pull the whole good or yogurt off the table, go home, come back at a later date. He doesn't say how much later. His lashon is. Live together with manma for a specific amount of time. Doesn't say what that is. I would love him to tell me, but he doesn't. And then come back to Bezin and start the price again. Okay, good or good now for 110. Oh, you want that too? Forget it. I'm pulling it off. Go back home. Spend a week together. Come back to Bezin. It's now 120. That is the Drisha. Adkan the Drisha. He's Madaik in the Yadrama that you see that you can't change the price. But if you go back and pull it off the table, why can't you come back the next day and start the price over again? So that you could do, but you can't change the price, right away. That's the Drisha. Comes along the Nesiva, says, and the Sifon Dezov, and blasts the Drisha. He doesn't know what's going on. To the extent you could change your mind and change the price a week later or somewhat later, why can't you change it away? He said, what, did the Sheik, this is the lesson, did the Sheik, did they leave us? You have to wait. Okay, 4 seconds. Okay, now 110. Okay, 4 seconds. I live together with you another 4 seconds. Now 120, 130. It doesn't make any sense. He doesn't say that. He just says, he doesn't understand what the Mishnah is talking about. Where should be such a chilek with the Sheik and the people and the Meila? What comes out in the see this Pashas is that he holds that you could be chayza right away and change the price. Okay, 110. Oh, you want that too? Okay, it's 120. You want that too? 130. And you can keep on doing that. I think time is in the see this. And the Chazanish also has that. Because the short time is like, why not? And Lomdis, what stops you? And Lomdis, if you could pull out, why can't you change your price? If you change your price a minute later, or a year later, or a month later, why can't you change your price immediately? What's the chilek? Why can't you change your price? Once you make a kinyan, you can't. But until you have that kinyan, you should be able to be chayza. That is true. It's a parenthesis, because the Yad Raman says that if the tzeir wants to pull out and stop the process, he has the right to do that. But then the nitzah could turn around and then be the tzeir and ask the first tzeir, okay, let's do a good auger. But then the nitzah, who's the now tzeir, is at a disadvantage in where he sets the price now, and the tzeir, who's now the nitzah, has the choice to buy it or leave it. Oh, so for shipping money, it would be nothing. The kids are, so where it comes out, and that's what Kadosh Shem done in one place, he named it on like that in Ches Yud, and then Tes Ches, he also named it on like that, and then he was crazy, but what comes out at this stage, I mean, to light in the tzivit, really then, it is nothing more really than an auction. In a way, that's what it is. So it's not mamish an auction where the nitzvah will add on to the today and the today add on to the nitzvah, but it's like a half auction. Today says 100, yes, okay, it's 110. So I know it's only the today is adding on, but that's basically what's happening. It's turning into a like an auction to Kadim. So just a little more of a sniff to what we do, that we do auctions. All right, but that's where it comes out. That's how we do it. We feel like we do. I spoke to Eretz Yisrael also about Nissan Bezman, they do auctions. It's much more practical in a way. It just works better with the bodies. Otherwise, you scare what numbers to pick. Okay, start and do an auction, and it works. Just works out a lot better. I can remember, Rabbi Said, last time I said that might even be Pshat and Rashi. Rashi might even hold that good order means an auction. So it might be even a Makarfer and a Rishonim as well. The Chazanish himself says, even though good arguments like the Rambam, the Chazanish by the Sarachim, could be that today could ask for an auction. I don't know where you got that from, Tarachim, but he said if you can ask for a good auction, maybe you can ask for an auction too. I don't know. Okay, so there are sneezing here to back to this dinner of an auction, by the way. I didn't make it up. It's already the Chubis Mabit in Chela Gimel Mem Gimel, who says good auction, and the mice it was, and they made an auction. So, I don't know. Either they learned good auction is an auction, or they do auctions instead of good auction, but that's the Chubis Mabit. It's like ready now, 500 years old, so it's not. It's a very good argument, and Bezin tells you that on a more practical basis, do it in the auction, and the parties are generally masculine. No, it's only between the two. That's good argument. That means we do a variation of a good argument, or perhaps Rashi is good argument. It might be Rashi holds like that. All right, so I can't. So till now, you have a Nesivis Kasha, a Chazonish Kasha on the Drisha. Baruch Hashem, the Ebeshus Kesed, we are zeicher that we have the benefit of having a Yad Ramah inside, so we can open up and see what the Yad Ramah says. So Gadol Yad Ramah mentions this halach actually in three different places. I saw many of the Heinziger quote the one in Kuf Ayin Gimel with more Bekitza. But if you look at the one in Kuf Samech Tes, it's Berichus Racha Bilchadana. He spells this halach out beautifully, and it's Mufurish like the Drisha. Mufurish that you only to have the right to pull the process, but does not have a right to change the price. He doesn't have that option. He could, you want to pull it off the shelf? Okay, no good argument, fine. But to now say 110, 120, you do not have that right to do. And Dr. Yad Ramah, and this beautiful Yad Ramah. If you come back later, but you can't do it right away. We're going to get to the Yad Ramah. How late do you have to come back? So let's just play this out. Beautiful Yad Ramah. Dr. Yad Ramah, I'm going to just try to be the cat, flowery Lashemus. He says like this. He says, good or good is a process of Chazal Institute, but good or good is a process that was meant to allow for the parties to split, not that the Tzeir should take advantage of the Nitzah and buy the Nitzah out and force the Nitzah to leave. No, it was a process just to enable them to split and may the best man win. And to initiate that process, you have to give the Nitzvah the advantage, the upper hand, to choose whether to be the good or the ogre. That is the process. He says if a guy will go and do a good argument, and his whole intention is just to pull the property away from the nitzvah, that's not the intent of Chazal. Chazal never did a good argument. That wasn't good argument. So, kind of to Yad Ramah, if you're going to give a price of 100, and a minute later you're going to give a price of 110.
If that's what you're doing a minute later, you want 110. So that means when you said 100, you didn't really mean 100. When you said 100, or even now when you're saying 110, you don't really mean 110. Because if the nitvah will say, I accept, you're going to then change the price on him and say, no, I want 120. So you weren't giving the nitvah the ability to be a good or ogud on that price. That wasn't your intent. That wasn't your intent, and you don't have good ogud to begin with. There is no good ogud. Good Ogin is only if you're willing to give the Nitva a choice to buy or be bought out. But if you're not willing to give him that option, then that's not good Ogin. So there is no good Ogin. If you're keeping the price, fine, 100 is 100. I stick with that price. But if you're changing the price on him, that's not good Ogin. So you can't have good Ogin. As I tie it. Oh, 1 second. Now, let's try to understand this. What does that mean? So, now, Yirad Ramah fears us that Memeila, the Nitva, will never be Meshubit to come back to a good or agud of yours for any other price but your original price that you called on him whenever it was. You said 100. No, I want 100. Oh, you don't want good argument? Fine, so you have a right to leave. But then when you come back a year later, now you want 110. No, no, no. It's 100. If you want good argument for 100, fine. If not, then don't ask for good argument. You have no right to ask for any other good argument other than the initial good argument that you suggested to begin with. That is the Yad Ramah. Now, so this is the Drisha and perhaps past the Drisha. You can never change their price. But let's understand the Yad Ramah. What is he talking about? And Lomnes, how does that work? To the extent that the guy is playing around, and you know that the 100 wasn't 100 because you knew the next second he wanted to do 110. You know the guy is a Ramai and he really doesn't mean it, and fine, and he has no right to tie a good organ in the first place. But say, so he never did anything. So if he never did anything, so let him start tomorrow and say 110. He never did anything. And I feel him to tell me he did do something. Let's say he knows his halach and he's now allowed to be a Ramai. So he taka, when he said 100, he meant 100. And then when he heard the other guy say 100, he feels, oy vey, what did I get into? And then he taka had a change of heart, 110. Peseida. But so what? He meant 100. But what stops him from pulling that 100? If he could pull the whole good agud and there's no kinyan, then why can't he pull the 100 and now start new with 110? In Lumdis, how does that work? I hear the problem, but in Lumdis, what's Yad Ramah saying? Why can't he change the price? So vice versa, the Yad Ramah is saying that this was the safety mechanism Chazal instituted to make sure that you don't play around with the Nitva. You can't change the price. You got one chance. You got one price to be there. And like this, Chazal feel that, you know, that's a bit safe now that we know that you're not going to play around with the guy. You're going to have to be ants. If you're not ants, you're going to wind yourself up with a problem. If you're not ants, you're going to pull and then you're going to be stuck for life with that price of 100. You're going to have to eat that price forever. So then before you call a good dog, you're going to have to make sure that you really mean it. And the price of 100 you really mean is like sort of a safety mechanism. And to just bring it out even better, the whole good dog was a takana. Hey, Mom of Reimah, when they were masakin the takana to begin with, this is how they were masakin. They were masakin this takana. The masakin, you get one price, and that's it. The Meila, it's the Drisha and beyond. However, the Yad Ramah is Messiah Geshmak. The Yad Ramah says that later on, if the guy wants to change the price, he has no right to change the price. That's only if everything stayed the same. If the land stayed the same, and the economy stayed the same, and the teveh's financial ability stayed the same, that's fine. But he said, what happens if the property improved? And now, I don't know, a field grew, there's now corn on it, I don't know, it improved. Or zoning, they changed the zoning, and now you could build up more lots in this previous property, so the property improved. Or stamazai, the real estate market went up, so now it's more valuable. So then now you could come with another price. Because you are ensed. You were ensed the first time. When you said the 100, you were ensed. And the only reason why you're now saying 110 is because taka, the property went up. So now you have a right to change your mind. You attack your ensed. Or he says even a bigger chedesh. Or even if your financial ability improved. So till now you could only afford 100. But now you could show Bezdin that now you could afford more. And that's why you're offering 110. It's Nikar Madvarim. It's Nikar Madvarim. Bezdin believes, after Bezdin sees that that's a real Amasla, that right now you could afford more. And that's why you're asking for the high price. So like Yad Ramah, yes, you could ask for the high price as well. That's the Yad Ramah. And so too, the other way around. We're only talking about going up. It's the going the other way around too. The Nitva says, you know what, for 100 I want it. You take it. So then there's 100. It's so much. Figure I only want to offer you 90. Right? He can't do that either. But if he goes home and the property goes down in value, gets ruined, or now they extended that, you know, it's near that, what is it called, near water, wetlands, you have to now leave a longer, a big greater buffer, so now we cut into your property even more, so it devalued the property, so now you can come back. Okay, I want good auger for only 90. That is the Yad Ramah. Could be, perhaps, I don't know, but maybe that's what the Drisha meant. Lach is man ma. I don't know what this man ma is. Maybe it's man ma when there's a change in the economy or in the mitzvah is here, so then you can come back with a different price. The mashmais of the Yad Ramah, I have to say, the mashmais of the Yad Ramah is that this is mutar l'chatchila. Means it's not just that, okay, there was a good or ugud going on here and there's no kinyan, so you're not bound by it. The mashmais is that you're allowed to do this, and there's not even mechus and ramana. You're allowed to do this. I can come and then pull it off the table. And have a right to do that. It's not even a mechus amana. Or the nitva could say good, and then because you know all good, and you know not good, and you go back and forth. And it's not even mechus amana. And why not? So I think Pasha Pshat is, the reason why it's not mechus amana is because the Teveya told the nitva good or good. So he was never machlit either one. He just said good or yogurt. He didn't make up his mind either one. So he was never committed to anything at that point. So that alone is not mechus amana.
Mechus amana is only to commit something. Much chiddush, but there's a chas in the hall that the chas told the parents, okay, this week we have Tuesday and Thursday open, and the parents said, I don't know which one I want. So he said, fine, they say that for me, either one is good. You come back tomorrow and decide Tuesday or Thursday. In the meantime, the chas got other people who called, and he gave out Tuesday and Thursday. And that's fine. There's no mechus amana. Because to the extent the parents didn't say Tuesday or Thursday, there was no achlot on either one, so there's no mechus amana. Mechus amana is... One second. Oh. And altogether, Mitzvah today, the Yad Ramah calls us, it's just a tzvi. It wasn't a decision. It was a tzvi. I made the tzvi, and I could pull the tzvi whenever I want. Either mitzvah. Once a mitzvah chose good, why could he then change his mind, or good, or vice versa? So I think tzvi is because it's different than mechus amana. Mechus amana is when we voluntarily come into a deal and we make a decision, so we have to hold by that decision. A word is a word. Here, the mitzvah was forced to answer. He didn't come into this willingly. Mitzvah needs a mitzvah. I don't want good or ugud. I don't want anything here. You slept me into a dintera. You forced me to decide good or ugud. Right now, I think good. Tomorrow, I change my mind. I want all good, or vice versa. It's not a mukusa amana to kizim because I was forced. I didn't go into this voluntarily. Okay. Well, maybe once the mitzvah... So, okay, let's play it out. What happens if the mitzvah... is masking, I want good or other, whatever one he chooses. He says, good. And the Tavei says, you're right, okay, we have a deal, L'chaim, we have a deal. Nadu L'brocha, we have a deal. Now could the Tavei change his mind? L'chaim, now he agreed to the deal. L'chaim, now he couldn't be able to pull out. Right, till now, he didn't, it was a good or other, there was no akhlasa. L'chaim, right now there is akhlasa, so L'chaim, right now he shouldn't be able to pull out. So I want... What? Mechus amana, right. So I want a taina that even then he could pull out. Why? Because Hayoyis, the nitzvah could still pull out. Because Mitzvah, the nitzvah, he was forced to this. And he doesn't have a mechus amana. So if he doesn't have a mechus amana, it takes two to tango. If you're not committed, I'm not committed. If you could pull out, then I don't have to go into the deal. So to the extent the nitzvah could still pull out, then the tzedek could still pull out. So in the middle, they'll both be able to pull out, and there won't be a mechus amana. Okay, but I'm just saying, so you're allowed to pull out, but again, you can't change the price at the Yad Ramah, but you're allowed to pull out and decide you don't want good or ugly. One more halakha, Rabbi, and I'll let you go, which is on the same thing, is the Ramah says over here that you're allowed to offer even higher than the regular price, and that's a fair good or ugly. Dr. Kazanish, yes, you are allowed to offer even a higher price, and it's not a problem of good or ugly. So Dr. Kazanish, there are two types of offering a higher price. Is when you're offering a higher price because you have the ability to pay a high price and you want to make it difficult for the nitzvah to compete because you really want to buy him out rather than him buying you out. So that's a shteit halacha. Yes, you have the right to offer a higher price. That's what we pass on, not like the mitzvah. Yes, the obvious was you can't do it because you're forcing him out, but we pass on, yes, you're allowed to do that. But Dr. Chazanish, if the tzedek really doesn't intend to pay the higher price and he's only trying to force the nitzvah because he figures the nitzvah will buy him out for the higher price. And he wants to make out of money here. So he'll offer a high price, hoping the nitzvah will buy him out at that high price. And some of the nitzvah declines, he'll then pull it off and say, no, I don't want that the chazanish. That's not the Ramah. That, you don't have the right to do that. Why? He says, Alashin is, that extra design or shaykh, maybe you don't have a right to do this. Why? Because there's a Ramah here. But you really don't want to do a good. You only want him to buy you out. You're really not intending to match that price. Mamela, it's a ramay. Maybe you don't have the right to do that. That is the chazanish. Avadis, if you do intend to do it, even though you're hoping the other guy will buy you out, besides that, as long as he'll stick you with it, you'll buy it, that's fine. But if you really can't afford it, you're not interested in affording it, he says, actually, you're not allowed to do that. So the Yadim so I want to bring out that Kavnil only said an Esha, but the Yadim is not just an Esha. It's more like that. There is no good or good unless you're ready to be good or good, to be bought out or buy out. If you're not coming in without Cheshvin, that's not good or good. That's not what Chazal did. Memele, if a guy pulls that shtickle, even if the Nitzel will win, and then it says, okay, I'll take it and buy the today out, the today's a gun. He does do something to like it in. He made a fast one on the Nitzvah, thinking that the Nitzvah has to buy him out for the higher price. There was no such price as good augur. Kakishmayagai, what he asked was Shalikadin. There was no tier good augur because he wasn't angst about it. So there was no good augur. And now he's just forcing the Nitzvah to buy him out at a higher price. That's Damaganis. The Nitzvah wouldn't be doing that if he didn't have to. You're forcing him to buy out, like a Chomis. You're forcing him to be bought out. Well, that takes he's a kind of on the money. He's a guy on the money. He forced somebody to buy a property from him. I beat you up to buy a property from me and pay me money. And I didn't even do a three of his oven here. I take you out. There is no such thing. Like the Adam Max, not just the Azure, the Adam Max, it doesn't work. And the guy's a gun. If he's a Rama, he's a gun. If it doesn't work. Hold on a second. And not only that, I just want to. And he better be careful because, like the Adam Max, remember, he's Meshubit to that first price, whatever he said. So if he wants to pull the shtickle, not only will he be a ganav, but he might have to eat his loylam zoed, unless the economy changes. So he'll be always stuck with that first price that he suggests forever and ever. He'll never be able to call any other good organ. Mamele Rabbeisai, I want to make a suggestion. I know this is a bit drilled, but what I can say with this, I'll be messiah, is that if you suspect a tzeveya is playing with you, if you suspect that the tzeveya isn't, he's asking a crazy price, and he really isn't, you'd think that he, if he'll be stuck with it, he won't want to buy it at that price, right? He asked $100,000 property, this was $200,000. He knows you're desperate. He thinks that you're going to pay it. What I suggest you do, I know there's a bit filled, but perhaps what you should do is tell the today, you know, for such a price tag, I don't want it, you buy it out. And test him. And then see what he'll do. He'll say, no. That's it. Then you walk off the table, good augurs off the table, and you can remain in the shutfit. You call the guy's bluff. And if he'll say, yeah, Tak, I'm willing to pay $200,000, then you can say, you know what? I changed my mind. Okay, I'll buy you out for $200,000. Because the Nitzvah always has the right to change his mind until he makes the kinyan. And the Chachili has the right to do that. So if the Nitzvah is scared that the Tevei is pulling his leg, then challenge him. Tell him, okay, you buy it out, and let's see how quickly he's willing to buy it out. And if he is, then you have the option, okay, I want to be ordered from you and buy you out for that price. All right, Rabbi, I could have thought, right, because I next week.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.